ज्ञानतिमिरं दस्य ज्ञानञ्जना शलाकया चक्षुषोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात दशतारिणे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्ध दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टति सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 Chapter 24, chapter is entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, text number 69. Idam japata bhadrangva Vishuddha nripanandana Sadharmam anutishthanta भगवती अर्पिताशया इदं जपत भद्रंग विशुद्धानृपनंदना साधर्मं अनुतिष्ठन्त भगवती अर्पिताशया इदं जपत भद्रंग नृपनंदना साधर्मं अनुतिष्ठन्त भगवती अर्पिताशया auspices. This japata while chanting bhadram all auspiciousness va all of you vishuddha purify nripanandana the sons of the king sadharmam one's occupational duties onutishthanta executing bhagavati unto the supreme personality of Godhead arpita given up asaya possessing all kinds of faithfulness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Please repeat. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune. For the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Purport. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. Simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. It does not matter where one is situated. Whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc., one can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also a prayer, for a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His name and invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in his devotional service. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra also says, My dear Lord Krishna, My dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord Hare, kindly engage me in your service. Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstances, as stated, Ahoituki Aprutihata. Devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this process. Gyane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti sa mukharitam bhavadiya varta sthane sthita sutigatam tonugan manavir jo prayaso ajita jita opiyasi tas srilakhyam. One may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupational duty and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on these principles, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Mukham karati vachalam pangur langhayate girim yat kripatam aham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshwaram namam krishna padaye krishna. So this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam is very famous, and in this chapter Lord Shiva is offering prayers. It is called Rudra Git. So in this shloka and also in the purport, Prabhupada is emphasizing the importance of prayers in our devotional service. All of us know that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is recommending 9 processes of devotional service. And it is said that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakham Atma Nivedanam, Iti Pungsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktiste Navalakshana. So these are the 9 processes which are recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that sadhaner madhya shesta navavida bhakti, Krishna prem Krishna dite dhare mahasakti. So, the best process of devotional service is this 9 processes of devotional service as recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one of these limbs of devotional service is bandhanam. Bandhanam means offering prayers. So Srimad Bhagavatam is full of all these prayers. But while we read Srimad Bhagavatam or study Srimad Bhagavatam, we like to avoid the chapters which describe the prayers. Right? 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains so many prayers. Here, Lord Shiva is also offering prayers. Why prayer is not so attractive? Because it does not have any action, means it's the expression of the heart of the devotees to the Lord. But prayer is very, very important in our life, although we tend to avoid this kind of section of Srimad Bhagavatam, but prayer is very, very important. Because prayer is the expression of the heart of the devotees. And also, prayer is one of the limbs of devotional service. Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion explains 64 items of devotional service. And one of those items is, one must offer prayers. So generally when we come in front of the deities or in front of the Lord, we should do 2 things. Number one, we should beg mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And after that, after He does His part, we have to do our part. We have to offer prayers to the Lord. And Prabhupada explains, if you don't know any prayer, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because that is the best prayer, especially in this age of Kali. So according to Nrisimha Puran, if you offer prayer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the sinful reactions will be eradicated and will be promoted to the Vaikuntha planet. So it's a very potent form of devotional service. So why prayer is important? Because number one, prayer is one of the process of devotional service. Number two, prayer plays a very important role in our life when there is crisis. Because prayer is the only shelter for the devotees. we see in the life of Gajendra. So Gajendra was fighting with the crocodile for 1,000 years. And he was trying by his own endeavor. Then his relatives also tried to help Gajendra. But at the end, the last resort was Gajendra was offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you may think how Gajendra could pray to the Lord being an animal. But Gajendra was a king, pious king, King Indradumna. And he offended Agastya Rishi in his last life. And he was cursed. And because of that he became the elephant. And because he learned those prayers in his early life, and that became a very useful means for his deliverance, and by that he went back home, back to God. So therefore, prayer, learning prayers is very, very important. Because that will be the only thing we can have at the time of our crisis. That is the glory of the prayers. And number three, why we should offer prayers? Because it pleases the Lord. When you offer prayer, Krishna is very much pleased. When Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, so Dhruva Maharaj didn't know anything, how to pray. But Lord touched the counsel. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj had the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he started praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's an expression of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kunti Devi. So while she was expressing, and she was expressing her heart in the way of prayers. So therefore, prayer is very, very important. There are three kinds of prayers. There are many, but principally there are three kinds of prayers. Number one is called Daina Bodhika prayers. Daina Bodhika means when you pray, you express your humility. So our acharyas also prayed in that way. Narottam Das Thakur, Mosama Potita Prabhu Na Paiveya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that Amar Jivan Sada Pape Rato Naito Punner Less. So I am very sinful. I am very low. I am the most sinful person. In that way, devotee expresses the humility. It's called Daina Bodhika. This is very, very important. As a sadhaka, when we are in sadhana bhakti, we should pray in that mood. Very, very important. Then another one is called Lalosamui prayer. Having the greed to be in the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that kind of prayer is offered by a devotee in a very advanced stage. It is stated when you achieve Sarupa Siddhi or attain love of Godhead, at that stage you can offer Lalosamui prayer. Just like in Tulsi prayer we say that Moraya Vilas Vilas Kunja Diyavas. In that way, Gauranga Bolite Have Pulako Sarira. So different kinds of Lalosamui prayer are there by our previous acharyas. So that kind of prayer comes out from the heart of a devotee who are very advanced, mainly those who are at the level of Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, and those who have achieved the Sadhu Siddhi platform of devotional service. So this kind of prayers are called Lalosamui prayer. And other one is called in the mood of feeling. You pray with a mood of feeling. Kunti Devi's prayer in that mood. You express your feeling to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swang Partho Atmika. So in that mood, you pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, there are different ways we express our mood, express our devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering our prayers. So Prabhupada here is explaining that in Kali Yuga, especially, the best way to pray by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Best prayer, easy prayer. So this is the best way of deliverance and the easiest way of deliverance for the fallen conditioned soul of the age of Kali. So it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhanayar Madhya Sestha Navavida Bhakti, Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. It is stated that out of many processes of devotional service, the best is Navavida Bhakti, the nine processes of devotional service. Why? Because it can give love of God and it can give you Krishna. So therefore it is very, very potent form of devotional service. Tarmadde Sarvasestha Nam Sankirtan. Out of these nine, the best is Nam Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name. Congregational chanting of the holy name. Why? Nirapradhane naam loile pai premadhan. If we chant the holy name purely, then we can get love of God. So therefore, chanting of the holy name is the essence of everything. It includes all the processes of devotional service. Rather, any process of devotional service will be incomplete if we don't chant the holy name of the Lord. So therefore, chanting of the holy name is the best way to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this chanting is also the expression of the heart. Generally, we know that there are three levels of chanting. Offensive chanting or aparajukta nam, namavas chanting in the clearing stage, and suddha nam, pure name. Generally, we know that if we chant with offense, we get material opulence. If we chant in a clearing stage, we get mukti, a liberation. And we chant the holy name purely, then we get love of God. And main problem in our life as a sadhaka, that while we chant, our mind goes very frequently here and there. Very inattentive while we chant the holy name of the Lord. And mind becomes very active during chanting. And I used to think why it happens like that. Other time mind is very peaceful. But while we chant, the mind goes here and there, everywhere. Why? Then I was hearing one lecture and that I got a message why it happens. Because our senses are very much attracted to the sense object. And mind is the master of all senses. So at that time, when all other senses are very active, that time mind is little peaceful. But while you chant, that time all other senses are very inactive. And that time mind gets a chance to express its power. And that time minds become very, very active. That shows that how much we are attached to this material world. So why mind goes here and there? Because of material attachment. And that is the root cause of all our offense. Inattentive chanting is the root cause of all our offenses. So therefore we get many books, how to chant purely, techniques. Different way to keep the mind in control. But chanting the holy name purely cannot be achieved by our technique. Pure name is beyond technique, that we have to understand. So generally, when we do one thing again and again, we become expert. If we do some pujari seva for long, long time, we can become very expert pujari, expert in offering different incenses and that. So you become expert pujari. By cooking for long, long time, you can become expert cook. By distributing books for long time, we can become expert book distributor. By managing for long time, we can become expert manager. By chanting mantra also for long time, we can become expert chanter of the mantras. But there is no such thing that by chanting holy name again and again you become expert chanter. You cannot become expert. That key is in the hand of Krishna. Because chanting of the holy name is the expression of the heart. It does not depend on the technique. Rather, quality of the chanting depends on our character. Chanting of the holy name purely depends on our purity. Chanting of the holy name of the Lord purely depends on our detachment from this material world. It's based on our qualities, not on based on the technique. So therefore, we have to reform our consciousness. We have to reform our heart. We have to transform the heart. Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness movement is the movement of transformation of the heart. It's not the transformation of our external features. And that transformation takes place in the heart. Because unless our heart is cleared from the material desire, we cannot chant the holy name purely. We may employ so many techniques in our life. We cannot chant the holy name attentively. Attention will not be there. Impossible. Because our heart is impure. So therefore, we have to work on our internals. Introspective. The Krishna consciousness is the process of introspection. And I was hearing a nice story that Srila Prabhupada was in America in winter. And generally in winter, different pond, the water becomes ice, right? And Prabhupada was in a morning walk and he was doing a morning walk in a garden. And there are many small ponds. And he was going and used to stand next to a pond and used his cane and breaking the ice. And he was again walking, again did the same thing. He did quite a few times. And Radhanath Maharaj was telling the story, and he was telling that he was not understanding why Prabhupada was doing this. But he did not ask that question. So after many years, one other devotee, he was also in the morning walk in United Kingdom. And Prabhupada was in a morning walk, and Prabhupada was doing the same thing. And this devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, why are you doing this? Using your cane and breaking the ice?" Prabhupada said, "This is my mission of our Krishna consciousness movement, breaking the ice." So how, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said that our heart is like ice. So our movement is the movement to break the ice-like heart and melt it by the process of chanting of the holy name. This is our movement. So therefore, the process is to melt our heart. Unless our heart is melted, we cannot chant the holy name purely. So therefore, chanting the holy name is the secret of our success. I heard somewhere Prabhupada said 99% of our spiritual progress depends on chanting of the holy name. And we give the least priority to this process. One of my friend was telling, Prabhupada has given everything very nice in our Krishna consciousness movement. Nice festivals, nice Mangalarati, nice Kirtan, nice feast, nice books, everything is nice except this chanting 16 rounds. Very difficult, the most austere part of our life. Because chanting of the holy name attentively, especially 16 rounds, is very, very difficult. Why? Because that is the test of our spiritual advancement. Generally, it is said that if you chant the holy name, then we should cry. Popa said that our movement is a movement of crying. If you chant, you cannot cry, then your heart must be more than stone. It's like a steel frame heart. Pashan hole gole jeto, amar hridoy golno. Our acharya is telling the stone is melting, but my heart is not melting. So it must be worse than stone. It must be steel frame. Steel does not melt. So therefore, we have to think that how it can happen. So we have to cry. And one of the Bhupari Sevul is to say that if you cannot cry, then you should also cry that why I cannot cry. Ultimately you have to cry. Because our movement is the movement of crying, but it's not external crying like Sahajiyas. It's the cry of the heart. We have to cry within. Desperate help from Krishna. So that is the mood we should have while chanting of the holy name. That is the mood of the prayer. It's not a mechanical process. Prayer is not a mechanical process. In the same way, chanting is also not a mechanical thing. Oh, Prabhupada has said 16 rounds, I finish it. Done my duty. Yeah, that's good as a sadhaka. But if you want to experience love, then you have to develop some taste in the chanting of the holy name. You have to experience love. One of the symptoms of attachment of the holy name is that you cannot stop chanting. So much attached and so much bliss you get in chanting. We also get happiness in chanting when we finish our 16 rounds. Then we become very happy, oh, for today is done. So we feel happy when chanting is finished. So that is the level of attachment we have. But chanting should have the effect that we cannot live without a moment. So that's the level of pure chanting. So once one boy was chanting on a bed lying down, very relaxed. So his mother came and said, why you are chanting lying down? You don't know, it's not good. We should do chanting very sincerely. He said, no. He said, I want to chant like this. He said, why? He said, I heard from a devotee that by chanting we attract the attention of Krishna. So when we chant by lying down, Krishna hears our chanting by sitting down. While we chant sitting down, Krishna hears our chanting by standing. So when we chant by standing, Krishna dances. And when we chant and dance, Krishna faints. So I don't want to give hard time to Krishna, so therefore I want to chant lying down so that Krishna can hear me peacefully, sitting down. So don't follow this example, but main problem, we become very lethargic while we chant. We should be very attentive. So it is said that while we chant, by sitting down, it is in the mode of goodness. While you chant walking, if you have health problem, is okay. But if you chant walking, it's called mode of passion. And if you chant lying down, it's called mode of ignorance. So therefore, we should try to chant sitting down. And our acharyas also did like that. But because that focuses our mind. When you chant by sitting down, then our mind becomes more fixed up in hearing. So therefore, we have to focus our attention while we chant the holy name of the Lord. So chanting is the expression of love for Krishna. So why an advanced devotee cannot stop chanting the holy name of Krishna? Because they have lot of love within. Heart is filled up. So they cannot control that love, and that love for Krishna comes out in the form of chanting of the holy name. So once Sri Krishna was asked by a person, why you are so much attached to Arjuna? So Krishna said, okay, I'll let you know why I am so attached to Arjuna. So one day during night time, that Krishna called that person. He said, okay, I'll show you why I am attached to Arjuna. Come. So they both of them went to a place where Arjuna was resting at night. So as soon as they entered into the room, they heard the sound, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. They are thinking, where from sound is coming? Arjuna is sleeping. Then they thought that from the breathing and from the pose of the body of Arjuna, name of Krishna was chanting. So that was the level of Arjuna. Then Krishna told him, now you can understand why I am attached to Arjuna. So the situation of Arjuna, he was sleeping, but at that moment also he was chanting the holy name. But what is our situation? While we chant, we sleep. Samadhi. So you get into samadhi. Generally Prabhupada said that we should sleep 6 hours a day. But I was hearing a nice joke that in ISKCON, the devotees have a great opportunity to sleep 9 hours. How come? 6 hours at night, 2 hours during japa, and 1 hour during Bhagavatam class. So peacefully you can sleep 9 hours. And we become like that because we don't have any taste. If you don't have any taste, then what do? You just get relaxed. And when you get relaxed, the mode of ignorance prevails in our life and we feel sleepy. So therefore, we have to chant the holy name very sincerely. And that is the topmost prayer in this age of Kali. So therefore it is said, whatever bhajan or whatever song we sing, that should be accompanied by Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the age of Kali, because that is the topmost prayer of the Kali Yuga. At the end of the purport, Prabhupada is pointing out one more point, that you may be situated in your position, whatever position it may be. Prabhupada has said, you may be a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian. So, it's not so important. Sthanesthita. Wherever you may be situated in that. But what is most important? You have to engage your body, mind and words in the service of the Lord. That is essential. And out of these things, most important thing Prabhupada is telling, one may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupational duty, still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. That is the secret of success. Hearing from the realized soul. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhaka Gunai Shravanadi Siddha Chitte Karho Udai. So therefore, we have to hear. This love of God is not an automatic process. One day you get up in the morning and you experience love of God. It's not like that. Sadhana bhakti teke hai roti rudai, roti garo hoile prem nam ka. We should not take it very cheaply. Oh, Prabhupada is so merciful, Mahaprabhu is very merciful, one day we will get love of God. That's okay, kripa siddhi can happen. But we should not think that everybody will become kripa siddhi. That's unusual process. But a normal process has been given by Rupa Goswami. Ado Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Nistha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava and Prema. We should not think one day we get love of God. Then all the verdict of Rupa Goswami, all the verdict of Chaitanya Charitamrita is wrong. Sadhana bhakti theke hai roti rudai. He said from sadhana bhakti, if you sincerely, strictly follow sadhana bhakti. And what is the sadhana bhakti? Sadhana bhakti should not think, oh, we can have material desires, we can have this, we can have that, anyway you are all fallen souls. That excuse, how long it should remain? According to Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, that sadhana bhakti also suddha bhakti. Suddha bhakti has three levels. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. It's not that karma mishra bhakti is sadhana bhakti, then jnana mishra bhakti is bhava bhakti, then suddha bhakti is prema bhakti. It's not like that. Sadhana bhakti itself is suddha bhakti. Prabhupada has said there are two kinds of suddha bhaktas, two kinds of pure devotees. One kind of pure devotee, those are already pure, completely pure in heart. But there are another category of pure devotee, those who sincerely want to become pure devotee. Sincerely want. although they are not pure, but they sincerely want to become pure devotee of the Lord, they are also pure devotees, and they are called sadhakas. Sadhaka means sadhana bhakti means anna vilasita shunyam jnana karmadi anapritam anukullana krishna anushilanam bhaktiruttama. That is the definition of Shuddha Bhakti, and that begins with sadhana. So sadhana bhakti doesn't mean that we can have material desire, we can have material attachment, we can have this, that, then we get different result. If you have karma mishra bhakti, then you go to heavenly planets. If you have jnana mishra bhakti, you get mukti. You cannot expect love of God. If you want to get love of God, then you have to start sadhana bhakti. And foundation of sadhana bhakti is anna vilasita sunyam. You may have desire within, but you don't want to enjoy that desire. We all have desires, but when you enter into devotional service, we recognize our desire, but at the same time we sincerely want to give up those desires. They are called sincere sadhaka. And love of God will appear in the heart of those sincere sadhakas. We should not, anyway I am fallen, Prabhupada mercy is there, so we involve in sinful activities, no problem, one day Prabhupada will give mercy. This is not the sincerity, this is the symptom of insincerity. For Mahaprabhu has rescued, given mercy to Jagai and Madhai. Yeah, Jagai and Madhai was there before devotional service. After he accepted the mercy of the Lord, what was the life of Jagai and Madhai? He was not involved in sinful activity. They are very sincere. So after that, Namavale Papachar, if you involve in sinful activity before start your chanting, is acceptable. But after you accept the process, then you should be very, very sincere. That whatever I have done in my life, now I will be very, very sincere not to do that again. That is the symptom of sincerity. So when we have that sincerity, then one day Mahaprabhu will be merciful to us, and Savar is causeless mercy, and love of Godhead will be awarded to us. So that symptom of sincerity is revealed here by Prabhupada, that they sincerely want to hear from the realized souls. Why hearing from the realized soul is very, very important? Because the pure devotee of the Lord speaks from the heart. The process of devotional service is only the connection between the heart to heart. It's not a mechanical brain process. I prepare the class, speak, then that will not transform the heart. Unless your heart is transformed, you cannot transform the heart of others. So therefore, the pure devotee, they speak from the heart. And in the heart of a pure devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead decides. And when he speaks, the transcendental message, that sound vibration carries the aroma of the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the power of the talk of the pure devotees. That sound vibration carries the aroma of the lotus feet of Krishna, and when that enters into the ear of the sincere listener, that enters into the heart of the listener, and that transforms the heart of the listener. And in that way, connection between the pure devotee and that listener is established, and Krishna is revealed in the heart. And that is the only process. There is no other process. Therefore it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhaka Gunai Shobanadi Siddha Chitte Kadha Udai. In that way Krishna will be manifested. So therefore, hearing from the realized soul is very, very important. And that will change the heart. And we see Prabhupada spoke the simple thing. But he spoke from the heart. Whatever he spoke is coming from his heart, and people got transformation in their heart. And we are telling the same thing, but people are not changing. Why? Because we are not speaking from the heart, we are speaking from our brain. So therefore, we have to change our heart, and that transformation will take place when we sincerely hear from the realized soul. And that is the process of devotional service. Then how we can develop the attachment for hearing? Very difficult to hear. Our mind goes here and there, rapt attention is not there. So what to do? That's why Srimad Bhagavatam explains, if you cannot hear attentively, then serve those devotees. That is simple. If you cannot hear properly, then we have to serve the Vaishnavas. Sadhu Seva, we have to serve the pure devotees. And when we serve the pure devotees, then we can develop the attachment for hearing about Krishna from those pure devotees. And that is the secret of success in our spiritual life, and which has been very clearly revealed by Srila Prabhupada in his purport to this verse today. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की वर्तमान। So 8 o'clock, no time for question answer. If you have any question, you can ask me personally because time is there for darshanarthi. Hare Krishna.